Well, typically, you know, we don't really have these temperature spikes really high in May. And I really think, you know, so April was very cool. May we started getting planting. Then we cranked up the temperature to 90 degrees. We got a flush of water hemp, those pigweeds and that sort of stuff. Now that's something that we have to deal with, and we just didn't. So those spikes in temperatures really got some of these weeds that probably are more prevalent at the end of May to June, started germinating a lot sooner than what we wanted them to, and then that threw a big curveball to us. So then when we're dealing with our posts, we're dealing with larger weeds sooner than what we wanted to. And I did notice at one of our locations, I was dealing with flowering water hemp the first part of June. Water hemp really doesn't flower till late July, August. And so if it's already initiated flowering that early, it becomes that much more difficult to control. And so those are some things that I found very interesting that we really haven't had to deal with in the past.